Love and Radio is brought to you by Parachute. Parachute bedding is made of the finest long staple Egyptian cotton, combed with precision to remove all impurities, and dyed naturally in a process that surpasses the highest safety and environmental protection standards. Their sheets are manufactured in Tuscany by artisans who have been weaving world-class bedding for over 60 years. Shop online at parachutehome.com/love for new sheets, duvets, and other luxury bedding essentials. Love and Radio listeners can receive $25 off any purchase. Just use the code LOVE at checkout. Sleep well, dream big with Parachute.
This episode contains sexually explicit material, so you should definitely keep listening. Okay, bye!
I feel like you might have a really amazing story for other people who are...
The story's not important.
Just for other people who are sick, who like maybe could use your words to...
My story is nothing. It's all about Jesus.
You seem like
if you come into his obedience and you really want to know who he is, that he'll come to you. But we must die. You know, it's appointed for men to die once. And after this is the judgment, but that we may die in Jesus' name, that we're going to be killed for his name. This is going to happen. If you love Jesus Christ, you're going to be killed. But if you know what, whatever you suffer here, our lives are vapor in the wind. That they're here one day and gone the next.
Right.
That if you save your life, you're going to lose it, Jesus said. But if you lose your life for his name's sake, you're going to gain it. You're going to rise to everlasting life. To fear ye not, for God is with you. For our lives are temporary. That we're not, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. But that we may stand with God and behold his glory and be with him in paradise.
Okay.
Whatever you suffer here, you're going to gain eternal life. To not even trip. Don't worry about what you're going to suffer here.
So, just as a side, I'm just wondering, you ever meet girls doing this? Ever meet like other Christian women who come to you and say like, I really believe in what you're doing and like take them home or anything like that? This would be a great way to meet Christian singles, right? I mean, you're like, you've got you're like a walking billboard.
I meet a lot of different people, but you know, I'm not here to match up or meet up with anybody. I'm here to
But
bring
you still
the
have sex, even though you're Christian, you can still have sex.
I can if I want, but
you don't want to?
You know, I live day by day, you know, maybe it'll happen, maybe not, but you know, I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on bringing the message of Christ.
So like if a Jewish girl came up to you and wanted to talk to you about Jesus and she said, I have a thing for guys who love Jesus and she wanted to take you home, say no to me?
I don't know.
I'm going to go home and cry if you say no. You don't know? Are you rejecting me? Fill my vessel with your Jesus love. You'd say no? I'm offended, honestly. Honestly, I need to go to the gym, I guess. I mean, maybe if I was wearing a shorter skirt, would it help?
I'm blessing. All right.
Okay. I really would love to know, did you go to jail? Did you kill someone? Like, what did you do? I know you did something. I see it in your eyes. You were a bad boy who's gotten good. I know it. I see it in you. It's so important to me. Like, people's stories are the things that help.
My testimony.
His story, your story must be so good. It must be so good. You must have done something so awesome. I wish you would tell me. I don't believe you. I think you went to jail for something awesome, like grand larceny, like 15 pounds of methamphetamine, something incredible with guns and machetes and like you were like one of those Mexican drug lords who had like a gold gun and like a skull and crossbones on it. And you were just balling out in like a Bentley with like three hot Colombian girls sucking your dick while you were driving down the road. Because you have to ball out that hard to have to come to Jesus this hard. I think like there's no way you can come and stand on the street and not have had the most baller fucking life that ended in jail to get you to this point. No?
I just love the Lord and you know he...
Nobody just loves the Lord because you weren't raised this way. You found it. Nobody finds Jesus and latches onto it this hard without some fucked up shit going down. I know this. This is the only thing I know.
No.
Can you confirm nor deny some fucked up shit went down in your life? And you can use different words if you don't use those words now that you're Christian.
I'm just going to keep it simple. It's through many trials and tribulations. I don't want to.
You should be a politician, dude. You're really good because I'm pretty good at getting stories out of people and you won't even budge. I'm impressed, honestly. You should run for Senate. Be like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Like, you could be great at that.
I'm just going to continue to let the Spirit move.
Okay.
You know, let God move.
What happens to Jews, though? What happens when I die? Am I going to hell? Uh-oh.
I hope we all receive Christ. I'm not here against.
Well, okay, but I can tell you, I can tell you for sure I'm not going to receive Christ. So what's going to happen to me? Do I go to hell?
I don't know that for sure.
I know for sure.
No, I have.
I promise you. No. I come from the longest line of doctors, lawyers, curmudgeons.
I don't care.
Imagine Larry David and Woody Allen.
And Jesus loves you.
Jesus doesn't love me.
Yes, he does.
No, he does not. He doesn't love Jews. That's why does Jesus love Jews? He's the most self-hating Jew on the planet.
Because he loves them.
I'm going to purgatory for sure. I'm going to fly around like a headless baby with wings. You've got hope for me personally?
Yes, personally.
I have hope for me too. I hope I find Jesus. That sounds fun. I'd love to take no responsibility for my actions and end up in like a white world of clouds and sex and drugs. And that's what I imagine heaven is, right? It looks like Carlito's Way, only fun.
It's nothing of the temporary that if he shows you paradise, I know that you'll love it. If he truly shows you paradise, you're going to love it.
But I got to tell you, living in sin is super fun. I'm having a great time not believing in Christ and doing drugs and having fun and running around. And it's really fun. You think having Christ's love is more fun? I challenge you to a fun off. Jesus Christ versus sin. I bet sin wins for sure. Maybe short term win. Maybe you win long term. You're like the long con. I'm short con.
I'm going to keep letting the spirit move.
You are so good. I've got a question for these ladies. Ladies, can you come here for a second?
Hey.
So you guys are virgins?
Yes.
Are you Hasidic?
No.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. How Jewish?
Modern Orthodox.
Fair enough. Can you ladies actually describe yourself?
Can I go first?
I'm an NYU student. I'm studying social work and art. And I'm recently 21 years old.
Okay.
And...
you both look like you could be on Fiddler on the Roof. I swear to God. You could, like, straight out of, like, you. I mean, it's incredible. The voices, your voices are incredible. I mean, we have the same voice, kind of, but yours are a little sexier, yours. You got a little bit of a rasp.
Vocal nodules.
That's what my girlfriend calls blowjob voice, but it's not in your case. It's like, it's just, like, good Jewish girl voice.
Right.
It's like looking into a mirror is what it is. Because I was once just like you. That's not true. That's not true. I was never like you. I was a bad, bad Jewess. Really bad. Horrible. Made my mother cry constantly. Has your mother ever cried for something you've done?
Probably.
Like what? Like you didn't find the afikoman, something terrible?
I never found the afikoman. Sensitive topic.
What's the most explicit thing that you guys have done with the boy?
Not a lot.
Kissing.
Yeah.
No below the belt. What if your belt's here? What if it was your belt over your breast?
Nothing.
And you guys are 21?
21.
And you're doing this for religious reasons?
Yes.
Both of you. So you believe in God?
Yes.
Why do you believe in God?
I think you can't really, like, teach belief.
Okay. Are you sure?
I do.
Have you been in Hebrew school your whole life?
I have been.
But so you definitely can be taught.
You can be taught, like, I learned about Judaism in school.
Okay.
But I don't know if, like, if I didn't believe, I don't know if school would help me with that.
I think, you know, for me, I believe that there's a God, but I also think for different people, people have different ways of interpreting their reality. And for me, believing in God is how I interpret and explain my reality.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So what would you say to a totally non-believing Jew, like the worst? Like, I could not believe in it less. How can I believe in Judaism again?
Well, I wouldn't, like, want to push you to believe in something you don't want to believe
in, for sure.
Push
me. I'd love to believe in God. I'd love to believe that something is out there looking out for me.
I would say not to judge a God or a religion on, like, a small sect of people that you have bad experience with.
When you have a bad day, would you rather be pissed off at the world or would you rather be pissed off at God? And, like, kind of, you know, if, at least for me, when I'm really upset and, like, I can't be angry with God, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to take it out on all the people around me.
So he's a blame thing.
But it's also when I'm really happy, you know, and I want to hug the world, I hug every single person because I think every single person has a piece of God in them. But I also think that it's a way to be excited about everything.
So if every single person has a piece of God in them, why wouldn't you share that God with them in a sexual way?
Well, I will with my husband.
Just your husband?
Here's the thing. When I have sex, something physically is going to change in me. And I rather... your hymen breaks. Come on, guys.
I forgot about that. I haven't seen that in so long. Fuck, with hymen, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Why would you want anyone else? Like, at least for me, not why would, like, in the eye semen.
God forbid, that you get married and then they're terrible in bed, their penis is tiny, they hate going down on you, and it's miserable, then what?
Hopefully I'm going to trust my fiance enough to, like,
worst case, I'm just giving you worst case scenario.
He didn't lie to me.
What if his penis is tiny? You can't even see it. Micro penis, tweezers. Like, what? You can't even feel anything. You're like, honey, that's my belly button. I don't even know what you're doing. Like,
yeah, that'd be really sad.
Wait, but question. It'd be so sad. But let's say,
what if the person you love?
It's the best guy in the entire world, or the best girl in the entire world. Let's say they're the best.
But how do you know that? What if there'd be a person who's just as good and could fuck you and you'd enjoy it? What if there'd be both?
What if you fell in love with someone who, yeah, like, I don't know. For me, like, the before marriage rule thing is true for me, but I think for anyone, that could be a situation where what if the person you fell in love with is really bad at sex?
Yeah, but you wouldn't marry that. And then you'd have papers, and you'd have gifts, you'd have engraved cashew bowls from Tiffany's, and you'd be in stone. There'd be papers and legal.
Well, I think everyone gets old one day, you know? Eventually sex stops being cute, you know?
Sex is never cute. Let's be clear. Maybe with you. I think having sex with you would be adorable. It's like having sex with a Pokemon or something. You're like, you look like you just came out of a little ball and someone's going like, Pokemon, Pikachu, I choose you. I know so many guys who'd be into that. So many guys. All right. Do they have to be Jewish?
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to find a guy that's going to not be okay with not having sex with you before marriage? Does that still exist? Those guys still exist?
Unorthodox boys.
Oh. Okay, so I guess if you had any advice for girls who are super whores, the ones that you see in those heels with the, like, fake Louboutin reds, they got it like Forever 21, and the Band-Aid dresses with the extensions who are, like, wobbling around outside after the bar on their iPhone with their fake nails. You know those girls that are everywhere? What's our advice for them about how to, like, find meaning in their lives that's not derived from blowjobs, cocaine, and guys buying them a Jaeger bomb at the bar?
I would say, first of all, if what you're doing is working for you and you're having
that's not working
fun,
for anyone. Being that girl is not
try
working
it out,
for
maybe try it out for a little bit. Like, what's the harm?
So open-minded.
For 1 week, a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Being
of not
a party whore is not good ever. Not ever.
Try it, you know. Try it.
I've
without.
Tried it.
Try
not good.
Try doing without
trust
the party
me on this.
For
just
two
take
weeks.
My word for it. Not good.
Exactly. Try it for 2 weeks to not do it. And, like, the worst that could happen is that 2 weeks of your life you weren't partying.
Okay.
And then if you decide that's still the way you want to live, but maybe 2 weeks later of not partying, maybe you'll change your perspective a little bit. Maybe.
Are you excited to have sex?
Yeah.
What are you the most excited to do first?
I don't know.
Do you watch porn?
No.
Ever?
No.
Not ever?
No.
Not once?
No. Not
you don't,
real.
You've never seen it in books, movies.
Yeah.
Movies.
Okay. So what would be the movie, what
like
sex
movie.
Experience that you've seen in a movie is the thing you closest want it to look like when you have your wedding day?
It's not, always in the movies, it's always cute. Like,
oh my God, it's so,
scenes,
yeah.
Like Titanic, hand on the window.
That's not gonna happen though, you know? It's gonna be my wedding night.
Okay, but give me an idea. Do you want roses and candles? Are you looking for like bondage and like, what are we going for here? Not
like
bondage,
fun.
Okay.
Yeah,
fun.
Cute. Like, cute. My husband, I've been waiting for a really long time.
Okay.
If
your fiance says to you, you're the sexiest girl I've ever seen. I'm going to marry the shit out of you in like 2 months. But I can't wait anymore. I just can't do it. Please, I'm begging you. Just let me see your, vagina or your, whatever. Let me see your, let me do something. I need to do something. What would you say? You'd say no to the love of your life?
We would talk about it.
We would talk.
Sure.
Would you call the rabbi?
No.
Really? I would call the rabbi.
I'd call my friend.
But your friends aren't a good barometer because your friends are going to think the same thing. You can call me
if
you want.
The rabbi definitely
wouldn't say anything
else.
I would love to be your devil. You can call the rabbi and then you call me. And the rabbi will be like, well, you're doing such a mitzvah waiting and whatever he says. And I'll say, what are you talking about? I don't know. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I feel bad. I'm such a bad Jew.
You're great,
making me want to full call my mom and, like, go to synagogue and, like, like go backwards to Yom Kippur and write down my sins and, like repent.
You sound really Jewish. You know
you
your
do
shit.
Sound
oh, girl,
Jewish.
I was very Jewish. Not
did
no
you go
mo.
To Jewish school?
I did go to Jewish school.
You know.
Oh, my God. Where?
In D.C.
Oh, cool.
It was full of Jews,
yeah.
And I hated all of them, including myself.
No.
Do you have any suggestions for our listeners out there about how to have a more meaningful sex life?
I would say give it, well, I guess it depends on how many dates you go on, but I would say give it at least a month before you go blow the bell.
A month.
Especially if you're looking for a relationship.
Yeah, if you're looking for a relationship, if you're looking for good times.
Yeah, if you're looking for a good, that's different.
This is solid advice.
But if you're looking for a relationship, definitely.
So separate. My median of 3 days, no good.
No.
No good.
If you're looking for like serious relationship material,
no
or
good.
Or if you're looking for just like a fun time. I can't give advice to people who are just looking for a fun time and wanting to have sex. That would be like, it wouldn't be fair for
it
me.
It wouldn't be
advice.
Fair. Yeah,
it's, no one should take my advice for that. But
I think a lot of people should take your advice. I think what you're doing is actually really beautiful. I wish I had. No, I don't. That's not true. But I'm really glad that somebody out in the world is preserving beautiful, meaningful sexual experience like this. There's not many, especially not in New York. So way to hold down the fort, ladies.
Thanks.
I love both of you. You're so adorable. I want to take like a picture of both of them. They're so cute. I want your outfit. Alright, so what is your name, sir?
My name's Tom.
Tom. Tom, where are you from, Tom?
Pamplona, Spain.
You're from Pamplona, Spain?
Yeah.
Nice. How's your Spanish?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Better be.
And you are a military guy.
Ex.
Ex-military guy.
As of last week.
As of last week?
Yep.
How many years?
66 through last week.
So you are 27 years old.
About that.
About that. Okay. All right. So, Tom, you've had a lot of sex, I guess.
Multitudes.
Multitudes. What's your number, you think?
Never thought about it.
Give me a ballpark.
5,000. I started when I was 12.
No, you did not. No.
You do realize that they gave us the 60s and the 70s in Torremolinos, Spain.
I did not know it was specifically in Spain.
Yeah.
I thought they had it everywhere, but now I've learned differently.
The bet was, within a week, how many nationalities could you tag down?
How many could you do at once? What was your top, number?
My top number?
Yeah.
46.
In a week?
In a week.
What?
They all had to be from different countries.
What are you talking about?
It was a great time.
Oh, my God. Was there drugs involved in
there,
this?
No, not too many drugs. Sopers.
What's
that's
that?
That's where the Quaalude was invented in Malaga.
What's a soper?
It's a Quaalude.
What's a Quaalude do?
It's a cheap drunk is what it is. Nice. I didn't like them.
All right.
We smoked some dope, of course. Hashish.
Let me go backwards to your game.
Go ahead.
The game was you would try to have sex with as many women as possible. They all had to be from a different country.
That's correct.
And your top number was 46.
46 in 7 days, 4 hours.
How many per day? What was your top level day?
Nine.
How long are you having sex with them for?
Quite a while.
Quite a while.
Quite a while. I don't like to have... I love sex, so I like to keep it going for a long time.
So you're having sex all day?
All day.
Brett, what would you eat and meet? Would you have some fuel? Would you stop for some Gatorade, whatever that was in the 60s?
Oh, we would eat and drink in bed. Wine, mostly.
Wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
White wine, daytime. Red wine, nighttime. Blood for blood.
Did you change your sheets?
We didn't have time to change sheets.
And how did you meet these girls? What was your, like,
I owned a bar in Fuengirola.
Ah, you owned a bar. It's so easy to have sex with girls when you own a bar.
Pretty much.
You're so smart. Is that why you got into it?
No, I was a good-looking boy.
You're still a good-looking boy.
I was a guitar player.
Oh, my God. It all comes out.
Come on.
Did you play flamenco guitar?
No.
What kind of guitar?
I played folk and rock and roll.
So what
still
was your...
Still do.
How would you begin your seduction game? What would be their first move when you saw a beautiful girl?
The girl would come up to the bar. She'd have a drink. I'd go, want to fuck? She'd go, yeah, let's do it.
That's it.
Pretty much.
Nice shoes, want to fuck.
Pretty much. They were all tourists. They were there to fuck. I owned the bar.
Wow.
And I played guitar. I would play them their song.
What was their song usually? Whatever.
Depended.
Who was the best sex you've ever had of that
time? Strangely enough, are you talking blowjobs, anal,
vaginal? I want one of each. I'll give me every category you can remember.
Okay. My ex-fiance from 35 years ago, who I got engaged to because of the... She was the best philatrix I had ever...
Philatrix?
Fellatio? You know what fellatio is?
I've heard of fellatio. Is that the Italian version?
Spanish. The Italian version's greasy.
Okay, so she was the best.
And I thought she was dead. Turns out she's not dead. I found out at the bullfight meeting the other night, somebody said, Diane's on the phone. I said, Diane's dead. It must be a long-distance call.
Your best blowjob was from your ex-fiancé, who's not dead.
Who is going to show up at my house in Cape May tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and the first thing she's going to do is blow me.
Sorry, for the record,
and she said, then can we go to the beach? I said, of course.
You know, a real woman would say, can we go to the beach, and then I'll blow you. But a real whore will say, I'll blow
she
you
tried,
first.
She tried for that.
She you tried. Said, nah, bitch.
Nah. Sorry.
On your knees, then maybe I'll take you to get a sandwich.
Not on your knees. Are you kidding?
Oh, sorry.
This is a respectful operation. Oh. You don't put a girl on her knees. You get on your knees.
But then what
Remember,
does she do?
What?
I'm confused.
It's very simple.
Okay, tell me.
If I'm going to eat a woman,
yes,
she sits on the edge of something, and I get on my knees.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I thought this was the other way
when,
around.
When she's doing the other way around, yeah. I'm laying down in bed, or in a couch,
fair
or
enough.
On the floor.
You don't want to stand up. That's really plebeian. It's really, like, low class.
But it takes
primitive.
It takes away from the concentration.
Fair
also,
enough.
The angle of the cock is wrong. She has to keep pulling it down. You don't want that to happen. You want
no.
it to go naturally.
You want the cock naturally
yeah.
to be right in her
yeah.
mouth.
Depending,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you use Viagra?
No, Cialis.
Cialis. Is that
oh,
better?
Yeah.
That's like 36 hours of... You're crazy.
Well, I need the 36 hours. And do I use it? Yeah. But only when I want to be 18 again. I
okay.
don't need it. It's a recreational drug.
And so how old are you really?
60.
You're 60?
Yes. Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, so you were in the...
How old are you?
14.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we're about the same age. Probably plus and minus
hey,
the same
hey,
amount.
I told you the truth. You tell me the truth.
I'm 29.
Oh, it's a great age,
it
Zoe.
It is. It's a good age.
When you hit 35, you're going to be out of your mind.
I know, it's over. It's
yeah.
over for me.
No,
I already know that.
No, that's your peak. A man's 25, a girl's 35.
No, but see, God forbid I'll be tricked by my horrendous ovaries. I'll, like, I've popped out some yoga baby living in Park Slope. It'll
well,
be over.
Find my car keys. We'll drive out.
You want to go?
Sure.
You want to procreate?
Yeah,
you think
why
you can
not?
Handle all? Yeah, you definitely can handle all. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. You see, I worship you.
Oh, man.
So a 29-year-old woman comes to me and she goes, let's see. He doesn't have an orgasm till I have 12. He worships me. And so, okay, he's got some scars. But he's in pretty good shape. Average size dick.
You're in great shape. Average is plenty. Well, no, you don't want too much.
I got a broken rib right now. But other than that, I'm fine. That's why I'm going to be laying down for the blowjob.
Okay.
I don't want to stand up.
Okay.
Because if I twist when I climax,
it hurts your
I'm
rib.
Going to hurt my rib.
I hear you.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
All right, so best blowjob is from the woman who's not dead coming to blow you tomorrow.
That's right.
While you're in the bed, and then you're going to the beach and getting some sandwiches.
That's right.
Got it. Okay.
And, no, we're going to drink white wine. Vast quantities of white wine.
Okay. Okay. So,
yeah.
Best sex.
So best sex is love. I've been in love 35, 40 times. I've been alive a long time,
35
Zoe.
To 40 times?
Yeah.
You think, like real love?
Real love.
40 times?
Yeah, and we're all still in love except the ones that are dead.
Jesus, you've been busy. You must be exhausted.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't come. I have tantric orgasms. If you come, I come, but I don't ejaculate. So
like
I can go for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And then finally, when she goes, please come. I come. It's tantric. It's very simple. You go to Thailand, you go to Bangkok, you find the right people, and you learn. You're a nice looking girl.
Well, so you
I
would,
like your eyes. You got merry eyes.
I've got merry eyes?
Merry eyes.
I love that. That's
you
like
remind me of Christmas.
How many people have you killed?
Next question.
Oh, dear. Oh, God. Okay, so a lot. I guess a lot then. What kind of army were you?
I 101st Airborne, 82nd Airborne, 5th Special Forces, Ranger Battalion, Pathfinder,
Good
you name
Lord.
It.
Lord. So as many women as you've had sex with. Is it? So if here's sex, here's killing. Big alligator goes which way?
Actually, there is a relationship.
Okay.
You do have... You have an orgasm when you kill. It's mental. But it still happens. You get an erection when you kill. And, of course, I get an erection for sex.
What's the bigger... Which one's bigger, the erection? The killing or the sex?
The problem with the killing was when you kill the first time and you like it, you're fucked.
Whoa. What's it feel like to be such a baller?
I'm not.
Well, you're
not. there's a lot of sadness.
Well, of course there is.
Remember, there are two things that I know after 6 years.
Okay.
There are no coincidences.
Okay.
And everything important in life is an oxymoron.
That's it for the show. These interviews were conducted by Zoe Nightingale and originally appeared on her podcast. You can find it at zoenightingale.com. Love and Radio is produced by Brendan Baker and myself, Nick Vanderkolk. We are a founding member of Radiotopia, which I'm super pleased to announce now has two brand new shows, The Memory Palace with Nate DeMeo and Song Exploder with Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder features musicians breaking apart their music into its component parts and talking about it. It's one of those great ideas that make you wonder why no one has done it on a podcast before. Hrishi did it first, and he does it best.
You know, I want my music to be a product of the world that I am growing up in and growing older in. So if this song is going to exist as a Tune Yard song, it has to have some dirty nasty to it.
You can check out Song Exploder and all the other Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Radiotopia's founding sponsors are the Knight Foundation and MailChimp, celebrating creativity, chaos, and teamwork. And this episode of Love and Radio was brought to you by Parachute, who make insanely comfortable, high-quality bedding. I slept in them myself, and I can indeed confirm that this is true. Plus, for every set of Venice sheets they sell, they donate a malaria net through the UN's Nothing But Nets program, so you don't have to feel like a jerk while enjoying fine luxury bedding. Go to parachutehome.com/love, and if you use the offer code LOVE, you'll get $25 off. By the way, if you haven't already, you should sign up for our mailing list. It's a good way to stay on top of live screenings of never-before-heard episodes, live performances, and other news. And we only get in touch if there's a good reason to, so don't worry about your inbox getting cluttered. You can sign up at our website. It's loveandradio.org. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
Mom, what's fisting? Yeah, fisting anyway. Mom, can you just tell me what fisting is?
Yeah. It's when you put your fist in someone's vagina. I don't know why you would want to do this, but that's... wait a minute. Do not record me. I've had enough.
You've had enough of me being hilarious?
Yeah.
You don't want me to be funny anymore?
No, I love you being funny, but, you know, let's draw a line.
Which line?
The one we're going to cross.
Draw a line at fisting?
Yeah.